From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Opening arguments set to begin Monday in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. The judge announcing the next phase after 12 jurors and six alternates were seated and sworn in during the first 4 days of the trial. Today, an appeals court rejected an emergency appeal to halt Trump's trial over defense complaints about jury selection. ABC's Aaron Katursky says a hearing also set for next week related to the judge's gag order.
The lawyers have also been sparring over whether former President Trump has been violating the judge's gag order by posting about witnesses. In fact, prosecutors said they would not reveal the names of their first witnesses once testimony gets underway, fearing, they said, that Trump would only verbally attack them.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records during his 2016 campaign for hush money payments made by former fixer Michael Cohen to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about an alleged affair with Trump. Outside the courthouse today, a man set himself on fire at a nearby park. Police say the man, identified as Maxwell Azzarello, is from Florida and threw conspiracy pamphlets from a bag in the air before dousing himself with an accelerant and lighting himself on fire. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenney.
What we know from speaking to other witnesses and family members is that he arrived in New York sometime earlier in the week. We have his car being in St. Augustine, Florida on the 13th. So anywhere between the 13th and today, he arrived. We spoke to family members today. They were unaware that he was even in New York.
House lawmakers will work into the weekend, taking up votes on foreign aid bills that include funding for Israel and Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson also facing a recall effort by hardline Republicans. And a widening conflict in the Middle East, Israel launching three missiles targeting a key radar defense system for Iran in response to Iran's missile and drone attack last weekend. You're listening to ABC News. Maryland still clearing cargo off the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse last month. Governor Wes Moore today.
We've lifted over 120 containers off of the dolly. And our goal is to remove 140 containers off of the dolly.
Moore says engineers will be moving a piece of steel, which will permit the limited opening of another channel for commercial traffic later this month. In Northern California, three police officers now to be charged in a 2021 death.
2 years ago, three Alameda police officers were cleared in the death of a man named Mario Gonzalez. An autopsy found he died of methamphetamine and obesity during an arrest in which the officers pinned him to the ground. Now, 3 years to the day since his death, a new district attorney who reopened the case is filing charges against the officers.
Have each been charged with one count of involuntary manslaughter.
DA Pamela Price. In a second autopsy, investigators concluded Gonzalez died of asphyxiation. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Montana, closing arguments scheduled today in a civil lawsuit against a railroad company that says it unknowingly hauled asbestos from a nearby mine across the country. It concerns the lung cancer deaths of two former residents of a town contaminated with asbestos. Health officials say it killed hundreds of people in Libby, Montana. BNSF Railway, now owned by Berkshire Hathaway, says it didn't know. Michelle Franzen, ABC.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.